Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's most widely known opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, along with hundreds of his supporters, were detained as street demonstrations unfolded in Moscow and 90 other Russian cities to protest Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a fourth presidential term. Within minutes of Navalny's arrival at a protest in central Moscow, he was arrested, but not before telling his supporters that Moscow does not belong to Putin. Navalny was barred from this year's presidential ballot due to a conviction on financial crimes, charges he contends were fabricated. Putin will be inaugurated on Monday. U.S. Navy is reinforcing its presence in the Atlantic Ocean with the resurrection of a naval command in response to increasing assertiveness of Russia's military. Reuters' Matthew Rotonda reporting that the move is part of a wider U.S. military buildup.
The U.S. Cyber Command has been moved higher up the food chain at the Pentagon, and again as a counter to changing threats from Russia, among others. It's been elevated to what's called a unified command. That's a bureaucratic term that for the first time puts it at the same level of clout as other warfighting brass, such as Central Command, which oversees the Middle East and North Africa, and Special Operations Command.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Three suicide bombers attacked the residence of the Kandahar, Afghanistan police chief. Officials said that Afghan security forces had killed three assailants before they could reach their target. They're in Kandahar. No group claiming the immediate responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Residents of Hawaii's Big Island are on high alert after the Kilauea volcano gushed more lava on the island's eastern side, forcing hundreds to evacuate. AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
Magma continues to shift under Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, jolting the Big Island with earthquakes, toxic gas, and eruptions of lava. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard says many evacuees are distraught.
You know, we've heard about the five eruptions. We felt the two major earthquakes today.
Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
There have been no reports so far of deaths or injuries. The Kilauea volcano has been erupting periodically for more than three decades. Scientists say they cannot predict how long the current eruption will last. President Trump has reiterated criticism of U.S. immigration policies. He spoke at a business roundtable in the U.S. city of Cleveland, Ohio.
Our immigration laws are a disgrace, and Mexico has some of the toughest immigration laws in the world. You can't just go into Mexico, but they allow these people to come up through Mexico and come into our country. And they know that our laws are so weak that once they get up there, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. You've seen catch and release. You catch them, and then you release them. Okay? That's what it is. Catch. This is a Democrat rule.
He also reiterated his call to build a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico.
You look at the borders, they don't want the wall, but we're going to get the wall. Even if we have to think about closing up the country for a while, we're going to get the wall. We have no choice. We have absolutely no choice. And we're going to get tremendous security in our country.
Mr. Trump said Mexico should have done more to prevent a large group of Central American migrants from reaching the U.S. border. That was late last month. Issue has polarized many in the U.S. Two extreme positions have virtually little public support. On the one hand, blanket amnesties and open borders. On the other, deportation of all foreign nationals who reside here without legal authorization. Malaysian police have intercepted a tanker with 131 Sri Lankans believed bound for Australia and New Zealand, smashing a large human smuggling ring that has been operating for more than a year. The immigrants included 98 men, 24 women, 4 boys, and 5 girls. A total of 127 Sri Lankans will be charged for entering Malaysia illegally, while 9 Malaysians, 4 Indonesians, and 4 Sri Lankans will be investigated for human smuggling. From the world of sports, well, it's horse racing time. The favored 3-year-old horse going into Saturday's 143rd running of the Kentucky Derby won the 2-kilometer race, Justify, ahead of Audible and Good Magic in the final stretch to get the win. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.